Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Another chance, oh Lord, that thy word may be projected
We thank you, oh Lord. We thank you for how you touched us. We thank you for how you blessed us.
Thank
you for how you encouraged our souls. You gave us strength, Lord, where we were weak. Oh my God, you helped us, oh Lord. You came to our rescue. You came to our aid, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For your goodness, Lord.
Thank you for your mercy.
Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We praise your name, Jesus.
We give glory
and honor to thy name. For them are so worthy, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Glory. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you. Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And we thank God for all of those on the broadcast today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our President, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., our Vice President, is the Southern District Overseer and pastor at Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. Well, on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you. Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
Amen. We also have Evangelist Maybell Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
God bless you.
Amen. She's from our headquarters church, and she led that beautiful opening prayer, our headquarters church Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. And it's taken from the 90th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 90th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thy anger. And by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance, thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Thank God for the remembrance word, the 90th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 12th verses. And again, just want to thank you all for tuning in. And I'm just going to go ahead and give our announcements. If anyone would like a copy of tonight's broadcast or any broadcast that has gone forth, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E again. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/ Service, Title One School. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com, and that's the number 100. Again, that's prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Friday at 7:00 p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. Again, that's 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King Service, Title One School. Added to the prayer list is Glarnice Holmes and Victor Olalei and the bereaved Olalei family. Victor is my coworker. He lost his father a couple of days ago, and so I'm going to go ahead and put him on the prayer list to remember him in prayer. We want to continue to pray for Leroy Smith and his wife, Lewis Marshall Jr., Minister Troy Johnson, Samuel Anderson, Celeste Hall, Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Evangelist Linda Diggs, the bereaved Kellum family, the bereaved Reeves family, the bereaved Caraway family, Sister Jackie Huff, also she experienced death in her family. We want to continue to pray for her and her family and all the bereaved families, all those who are requesting prayer and all those who have been stricken with COVID or affected by it. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6:00 p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbert's Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. Against the 2574. To call with no access code, you can call 551-258-5271. And on Thursdays at 6:00 p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. And the access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Just go on YouTube and type in Elder Barry Johnson, and you should see him. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1:00 p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant, X1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Minister Emmanuel Hogue teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9:00 p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. There is no access code. And on Sunday evenings at Temple Hogue's Sunday evening service on teleconference, the phone number is 720-740-9840, and the access code is 182-7631. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, feel free to go on our website, leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. You can add your name or someone else's name. If you'd like us to put it on our prayer list, you can leave it in the comment section of tonight's broadcast as well. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. You may also text us right now. You can text us if you like at 410 209 4     If you have a prayer request or if you want to give a testimony, go ahead. You can text that number right now. Again, that's 410-209-7503. And those are all the announcements that I have. I'm just going to sing a portion of the song. It's been on my mind. Came to my mind, rather. Take it away from me. Take it away from me. Everything that's not like thee, take it away from me. Take it away from me. All those habits that I can't break, those sinful ways I can't shake, those things I can't seem to forsake, take it away from me. Take it away from me. Search my heart, search my mind, anything that you might find that keeps me from the joy that's thine, take it away from me. Take it away from me. All those habits that I can't break, those sinful ways I can't shake, those things I can't seem to forsake, take it away from me. Lord, take it away from me. Take it away from me. Take it away from me. Anything that's unlike thee, take it away from me. Take it away from me. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may have words and introduce our speaker.
Glory to God. Thank the Lord for this song. If there's anything in me that's not like you, take it away, Lord.
Take it away, Lord.
That is a prayer right there.
Yes.
And even the psalmist that she read in the 90th number of Psalm, that is a prayer of Moses. Glory
Amen.
To God. He said, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Praise
yes.
the Lord. Before the mountains were brought forth, God already knew us. He already knew what was going to happen. Glory to God. So there's no secret sin, nothing that we can hide from God, because he will bring it into his countenance. Glory to God. He said, in the morning it flourishes and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withered.
Yes.
The grass, it grows up in the morning, and when you mow the lawn, it's cut down. So there's nothing that God does not know about. That's the way our days are, our lives are. It's just as the grass that grows up and then is cut down. That's the way our lives is. We are here today and gone today. But I thank God. The scripture says, Lord, teach us to number our days. We need to be taught to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. We have to learn to be wise in these last and evil days. We have to put our time in, because payday.
Man, praise the Lord.
Amen, praise the Lord.
We might be having some difficulties with disconnection. So we thank God. And maybe she can get back connected.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank the Lord for the broadcast. We thank God for the opening prayer, the opening scripture. Thank God for everything that has been said and done thus far. Praise the Lord. I don't know if Evangelist May is back in yet. Is she back connected?
We're having a little trouble trying to merge it over, so I'm going to try something else.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. I just give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. Praise be to God. Truly thank God for blessing us throughout the course of the week and allowing us to be back on the broadcast one more time. Praise the Lord. God has been good. While the enemy has been raging, God has been blessing. Praise the Lord. It is indeed a blessing. Hallelujah. To be here one more time.
Simply hang up when done, or for delivery options, press the pound sign.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We are having some technical problems here, but I believe we are back connected to the show. God bless. Evangelist Khadijah, are you on?
Yes, I'm on.
Is Evangelist May on as well?
Okay, let me try to get her again.
Okay. And while she's trying to get Evangelist May back connected, let us go ahead and put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name, O God. We come to you right now. We ask you, Lord, for help. We ask you, O God, to look upon us. Lord, we ask that you will speak to our minds, that you will speak to our hearts. Send forth your word, O God. Let your word have free course. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are depending on you and we are looking unto you. We believe you right now, Lord God, and we are taking you at your word. And we just want to thank you, O Lord God, for hearing our prayer and for blessing us, Lord. We are asking all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for prayer. I thank God because he hears and he answers prayer. Praise the Lord. The enemy is defeated.
Yes, he does not
have the victory, but we have the victory in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise be to God. So at this time, I would like for you to pray along with me for the next ensuing minutes as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear the word of God. And the scriptures I have for tonight are taken from Hosea, the 14th chapter, verses 1 through 4, and Jeremiah, the 3rd chapter, verses 12 through 25, Isaiah 44, 22 through 28. Praise the Lord. And I would like to begin with Hosea 14, verses 1 through 4, and the Bible reads, Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. Neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, ye are our gods, for in thee the fatherless. Praise be to God.
Glory to God.
And praying along with me. For in thee, let me begin the verse over. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. Neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, ye are our gods, for in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. Jeremiah 3rd chapter, verses 12 through 25. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord. And I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Let us just skip down to verse 19. But I said, how shall I put thee among the children and give thee a pleasant land, a goodly heritage of the host of nations? And I said, thou shalt call me my father and shall not turn away from me. Surely as a wife treacherously departed from her husband, so have ye dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way, and they have forgotten the Lord their God. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. For shame hath devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. We lie down in our shame, and our confusion covereth us, for we have sinned against the Lord our God. We and our fathers from our youth, even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. Isaiah 44, 21 through 28. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forests, and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrateth the tokens of the liars, and maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish. The word of his servant, and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inherited, and to the cities of Judah, ye shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof, that saith to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers, that saith of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the reading of the word of God. Praise the Lord, and may God bless us through hearing his word. And on tonight, I will use for a title, A Call to Return to the Lord. And the theme to focus on is God is Married to the Backslider. The Lord, again, the title is A Call to Return to the Lord. And the theme is God is Married to the Backslider. Praise the Lord. And as we go to the scriptures and looking at Hosea, the 14th chapter, God began to speak through his prophet, and he was reaching out to his people because sin, iniquity, which is gross sin, wickedness, corruption, immorality, and all of this, this is what separated the people from God. Sin is a reproach to any nation. It is sin that separates us from God. Hallelujah. And so the children of Israel, they were separated from God, and God began to reach out to them through his prophets. And prophet Hosea began to cry out to Israel, saying, O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Praise the Lord. Sin will bring you down. It will destroy your life. It destroys families. It'll destroy everything you touch. Praise the Lord. But it's time to return unto the Lord our God. Praise the Lord. And this is a call for anyone who has backslidden or who has gotten far away from the principles of God, the laws of God, the ways of God, the holiness of God. This is a call to return to the Lord your God.
Yes.
And in returning to the Lord, take with you words.
Yes.
What are you going to say to the Lord? The prophet began to instruct the people to say these words when they would turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously.
Yes.
So will we render the calf of our lips. So we have to be ready to commit to the Lord when we return. Amen. Returning to him and asking him to take away all of our iniquity, take away our sins, to receive us graciously. Therefore, we owe the Lord for what he has done for us. Hallelujah. We owe him the calf of our lips. We owe him everything because he has redeemed us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And the things that caused us to be turned away from God or separated from God, we have to put these things away. And in Israel's case, they began to worship idol gods. They were performing idolatry. They had so many idolatrous ways. And then the prophet began to instruct them to say to Asher, that idol god, Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. Neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, ye are our gods. No more. These are the things we have to put away and never go back to them. Because these are the things that will keep us separated from our God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. And we have to know that in the Lord, there is mercy. Glory to God. His mercy new every morning. Oh, praise be to God. The fatherless find mercy in God. Oh, glory to God. The motherless, they find mercy in God. And so can anyone who has backslidden find mercy in God.
Amen.
Because the Lord declared, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. You don't have to worry or wonder, will the Lord love me? I've failed. I've backslidden. I've sinned against God. And is he going to love me? He's saying that he will heal the backslidden. And he will love freely. Oh, praise God. Why? Because his anger is turned away from us. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We need to be comforted, especially in the times that we are living in. The Lord is so merciful. He's a God of a second chance. He's a God who's willing to reach out and save us in the state that we're in. Oh, praise God. He's willing to heal the backslider from their backsliding ways. Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
But we have to be willing, turn unto the Lord our God with our whole heart. We have to be ready to make a commitment and enter into a covenant relationship with our God. Why? Yes. Because this is a marriage. When we turn to the Lord and we receive his spirit, oh, glory to God, when he pours out his spirit upon us, glory, hallelujah, when he takes away all of our iniquity and he cleans us up on the inside and on the outside, praise be to God, he enters into our heart and he makes therefore, we become married to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He declared that he is married to the backslider.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. And so this marriage is very sacred and cannot be taken lightly. Like people today, they count marriage unsacred, just any kind of way. And they enter into a marriage with no intention of committing to the marriage for the rest of their lives. And that's what God intended. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Once we make that commitment and we marry God, this is a lifetime commitment.
Amen.
And we cannot take it lightly. Praise the Lord. We have to take it very seriously and don't allow idols to separate us from God. Praise the Lord. But I believe God is sending out a call to everyone gotten away from God to return unto him. Oh, praise the Lord. Jeremiah, the third chapter, the prophet began to cry out in the 12th verse. And as the Lord began to speak to him, he declared, praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Take your time. Praise the Lord. Glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord. In my word.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
I'm appreciative now.
Thank
you. Give me a moment or two, and I'm going to.
Yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank
and
you.
I know, wait, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Will be done. Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank
by
you.
Your Spirit.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Take control, oh Lord.
Take control, Lord.
By your works of Satan, oh Lord.
Do it, Lord.
Come to end us, but we believe your word.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
take
Lord.
You at your word, oh Lord. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Thank
you. Jesus.
Praise
Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Thank
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You see, the enemy is mad.
Yes,
yes
he is. Doesn't want the
yes,
word
yes.
to go out.
Preaching
no,
the
he does. Doesn't want somebody to hear the word of God.
Amen.
There are all kinds of distractions.
Yes.
Leading up to the show, everything is quiet and peaceful.
Yes.
And then when time for the show, the dog starts to bark.
Lord.
The motor starts to rev up.
Jesus.
The noise comes. Hallelujah. The attack
yes.
comes.
Yes.
But Jesus was constantly yes. under attack
yes.
while
yes.
he was down here walking among sinful men.
Amen.
They were always looking for occasion to cure him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they wanted to kill him before his time. Amen. So
Amen.
The enemy is always looking for a way to interfere with the ministry of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, but that's not going to stop me from doing what God has called me to do. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Jeremiah, the third chapter, around the 12th verse, Jeremiah began to cry out to the children of Israel.
Yes.
Amen. As the Lord began to speak to him these words, go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord. And I
Amen.
Will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. And sometimes we do things to anger God.
Yes.
But God is so merciful.
Merciful.
He says here he will not keep anger forever. Oh,
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. But God wants us to acknowledge our iniquity,
yes.
to confess
yes.
our sin before him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The transgression that we've transgressed against the Lord. Oh, praise be to God. God wants us to acknowledge our wrong, that we have
yes.
not kept his commandments, neither have we obeyed his voice. Praise be to God, but the Lord is pleading with the people. Turn,
yes.
O backsliding children, saith the
yes.
Lord, for I am married unto you. And so you can't just walk out of a marriage like it's nothing.
Right.
Praise
Amen.
Lord. It might be easy to get in it, but it sure is difficult to get out of it.
Amen.
Some people said, oh, well, if that doesn't work out, I'll just go get me another spouse. I'll just go. But that first one is your spouse.
Amen.
That is the one that you're married to. And that is your husband or wife until death.
Yes.
Until death. But
Amen.
People are just getting married just like it's nothing. They don't
yes.
even take it serious. They are not committed and they just enter into it like it's nothing. My Lord,
amen.
But this is very serious. Entering into a marriage is a covenant relationship, not
amen.
Just between you and or between each other, but between you and God. So it's
yes,
a
yes.
three-way agreement here, because you're standing there before witnesses. You're standing there before God, and you're vowing
oh,
to
mm-hmm.
stay with each other, to love and to cherish, to have and to hold, you know, in sickness, whatever. Amen. You're vowing to keep this committed relationship until death.
Amen.
Amen. People do not take that seriously.
Amen.
They don't believe in for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, for richer or for poorer. Amen. But they just walk out just like it's nothing. And
yes.
just like people do with God, they come to the Lord, and when things get rough, they walk away and turn their backs on God. They
yes.
backslide on the Lord.
Yes.
But be reminded that you are now married to God. Hallelujah.
All right.
And he was saying here that if you just come back and acknowledge you're wrong, God will heal you of your backsliding.
Amen.
In the 14th verse where he says, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart. God
yes.
will give you the best, the pastors which will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Not
amen.
Someone who will abuse you
amen.
And not teach you the ways of the Lord, or not impart to you the knowledge of God or even understanding. But God will give you pastors according to his own heart. Glory be to God. He'll give you someone to lead you in the way he wants you to go.
Amen.
These are God's words. This is the love that God has. And even though we might have not come up to par and we might have fallen short, amen, he looks beyond all of our faults. And he sees
yes.
that we have a great need. We need
yes.
a Savior. We need deliverance. We need
yes.
strength. We need him to help us. Oh, praise be to God, because we are always being confronted with temptation and all kinds of sin that's all around us every day.
Amen.
There is so much sin and iniquity in the world, and the Bible lets us know that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
Amen.
And there is so much coldness in the world. But
yes.
God, he loves us freely. Oh,
amen.
Because he's a God full of mercy. Amen. And he is reaching out to everyone who is willing to accept his invitation to return unto him,
mm-hmm.
to come back home where you belong. Amen.
Yes, yes.
I know sometimes it's difficult to turn from your ways. It's difficult to come away from the world and to lay aside all these sins and idols. It's difficult, praise God, but God will help you. You must be willing to repent, and you must be willing to acknowledge that you have done wrong.
Yes,
yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord will have mercy.
Yes, he will.
As he explains
surely as a wife treacherously departed from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me. And, you know, to treat God in such a manner. The house of Israel, they treated God so treacherously. But God was still willing to have mercy upon them and to receive them, to accept them, amen, if they would return.
Amen.
It says in the 21st verse, a voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way, and they have forgotten the Lord their God. Don't forget about God. Don't pervert your way, but return unto the Lord, and let him clean you up, the Lord. And beware that just because people are not going out of the church or staying away from the church, it doesn't mean that they haven't backslidden in their heart.
Amen.
Many might be surprised at the number of people who are sitting up in the church, going to church all the time, even sitting in the pulpit and preaching over the rostra. Those have backslidden in their heart. Oh, my Lord Jesus. And they need to return to the Lord.
Praise God.
They need to mend their ways. Oh, glory to God. And come crying to the Lord, saying, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. Praise God. They need to ask God to accept them back. Amen. But don't be one in that number, because there's a lot of people going to church who have backslidden in their heart. And the Lord is pleading, praise be to God, saying, return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. You need to talk to God. You need to say these words to the Lord, and the Lord will have mercy upon you. Amen. And in vain salvation hoped for from the hills. It's in vain if you don't turn to the Lord.
Amen.
The multitude of the mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. It's nowhere else. There's no other place to receive salvation except God. He is the salvation of Israel. Amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God. And the Lord began to speak through the prophet Isaiah in the 44th chapter, first reminding them, saying, remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. The Lord had called them. They belonged to God. He formed them. So the Lord made us, and he knows who we are.
Mm-hmm.
He knows us by our names. He knows every thought before the thought entered into our mind. Like was stated in the scripture read, the opening scripture, the Lord is aware of our secret sins. There's nothing hid from God. Nothing at all. Because he knows us inside and out. Hallelujah. But because of the love that God has for us, because of his mercy and his grace, he says, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Oh, thank you, Lord. I've already made the way for you. I've already made it possible for you to return. So come on back to me. And I've already blotted out your sins and your transgressions. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And he began to say here, sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Thank you, Jesus. We ought to rejoice as the heavens go forth and sing, because God has done it.
Yes.
Amen. If you can only believe God, if you only have faith as a grain of mustard seed, God will manifest himself to you, and he will reveal so many wonders to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As the heavens sing in the lower parts of the earth, break forth into singing. Mountains, trees, amen. The Lord has redeemed us. And
yes.
He has been glorified in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has done it for his people. He loves us. If you're a sinner, I want you to know that God loves you.
Amen.
If you're a backslider, I want you to know that God loves you. Amen. And his hands are outstretched. And he's calling you to return. This is a call. Turn to the Lord. Amen. Come on back home. Praise God.
Yes.
I'm reminded of the prodigal son who had gone out from his home, and he lived riotously, you know, spent all the money that he was given,
yes,
his inheritance. He wanted it early, so he went on out to a far country and got in trouble out there.
Yes, he did.
You know, but when he got so low, he remembered his father. He remembered what it was like at his house.
Yes.
And he returned. Oh, yes, he did.
Yes,
he came to himself. And he decided that he was first going to ask for forgiveness. Oh, glory to God. He felt like he was not even worthy to be called a son.
Amen.
Oh, praise be to God. But he made up his mind that no matter how things may seem, oh, glory to God, it was so much better in his father's house.
Amen.
And he began to make his way on back home.
Yes.
I don't know what kind of things he encountered while he was on his way back home.
Mm-hmm.
But he kept on going toward his father's house. He didn't let anything stand in his way. He was willing to give up whatever it was he got involved in while he was out there in that other country. Hallelujah. And while he was making his way home and he got close to his father's house, his father looked out and he recognized his son. Well,
yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
he
Lord.
He ran to him, fell on his neck,
yes,
and
he did.
Kissed him. Glory to God. The father was so happy to see his son return home.
Yes.
And God is our father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. We can always.
Amen.
He's there waiting with outstretched arms to receive us. Oh, yes, Lord. With much joy and gladness.
Amen.
Praise be to God to love us freely and to bless us. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So when that prodigal son got back home, his father was just so happy that his son returned home.
Yes.
While he was away, he didn't know if his son was dead or alive. But when he came back, he threw a feast because he knew that his son was alive.
He was glad to know that he was still alive. Amen. Whereas he was pretty much dead because there was no contact. There was no communication. There was no knowledge of his whereabouts or what was going on with him. The father didn't know anything about what was happening with his son. He didn't know if he was dead or alive. But when he saw him approaching home, he knew that his son lived. Amen. Praise be to God. And I tell you, God, he will give us that redemption. Amen. He's already given it to us.
Yes.
The Lord has already redeemed us. He has made it possible for us to have eternal life. Amen. Yes. Praise be to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I thank God for his word. The word of God is right. God has proven himself through his word. Amen. Yes. What God says, it shall be. God confirmed the word of his servant, and he performeth the counsel of his messengers.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God says it shall be. If God said it, he means it. That settles it.
Yes.
And all we have to do is just believe it.
Yes.
Sure, the enemy might say it's not so or it's not going to happen. But if God says it's going to happen, you better believe. Hallelujah. It's going
right.
to happen.
Amen.
And just because you don't believe it
all
doesn't
right.
mean that God is not going to bring it to pass.
Amen.
Oh, thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. So you don't have to believe it if you don't want to. But that won't stop God from doing what he said he would do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. But I'm urging everyone who has backslidden on God, I'm urging you to return this night.
Yes.
Come back home to the Lord, to our Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on back now
yes.
while the blood is running warm in your veins, while you're still in your right mind. Praise be to God.
Mm-hmm.
Come on back home. Glory to God. God is married to you. Yes, he's married to you, the backslider. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't put it off. Don't wait any longer.
Amen.
But come on back. Come on back to the Lord. He's waiting for you. Praise God. He's waiting for you right now.
Amen.
Will you return unto him? As the Lord said in Jeremiah, the 3rd chapter and the 19th verse, it says, but I said, how shall I put thee among the children and give thee a pleasant land, a goodly heritage of the hosts of nations? Call me my father. That's what God wants you to call him, my father.
Yes.
And if you call him my father, he said, and shall not turn away from me. Call him my father and don't turn away from him. Amen.
Yes.
But stay with the Lord. Glory to God. The Lord also spoke in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verses 11 through 14. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord.
Yes.
Thoughts of peace and not
yes.
of evil, to give
yes.
you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. It's important to come back to God with all your heart, to
yes.
search him with all of your heart. Then you will find him. He said, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Hallelujah. Praise God. Satan, he'll get his grip in people. He'll loop people in his strings, and he'll pull you down to hell. Glory to God. But God will loose those bands.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God will free you from your captivity.
Yes.
God
yes.
will deliver you out of the hand of the enemy.
Thank you.
Praise God. But you ought to seek the Lord with your whole heart. Amen. Mm-hmm. Turn away from your idols. Turn away from your iniquities, your sin, your shortcomings. Turn away from it.
Yes.
And return unto the Lord. Praise God. Come on back home right now. Just don't wait. Don't wait until it's said too late. And all this week, song has been in my heart. And I had to find it and play it one day at a time. Hallelujah. One day at a time.
Yes.
Don't try to figure out how you're going to keep this commitment, how you're going to stay with the Lord. Don't worry about that. Just take
yes.
it one day at a time. Trust in the Lord every step of the way. He will be your guide. He will
Amen.
Be there to lead you in the way you should go. He will hold your hand. Amen. Praise God. He'll be there for you, and he will not forsake you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just one day at a time. And then
yes.
the song is saying, that's all I'm asking of you. Give
yes.
me the strength to do every day what I have to do. And he'll do just that. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. I tell you, I thank God for his precious word. And I pray that God has blessed you through the hearing of his word. And at this time, we're going to go to God in prayer. Praise the Lord. You don't have to fear anything. And I know that's one of the tricks of the enemy. He'll try to put doubt there and fear.
Yes.
Make you fear, make you feel like, well, I'm just not ready yet, and I just don't think this is the right time, but I'm here to tell you that this is the very right time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today is the day of salvation. Don't
yes.
let it pass you by, because in that song, yesterday is gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine.
Yes,
you may never see tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because tomorrow is not promised to us. Today might be the last day on this earth. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. But don't be sitting up in the church singing and shouting, preaching and serving on boards and doing all of this, and you backslidden in your heart
Amen.
And end up in a lake of fire. End up being tormented day and night in the flames. You don't want that to happen.
Amen.
That would be so sad, so shameful.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But don't forget to search yourself and see where you stand with God. Have you backslidden on the Lord in your heart? If you have, return this day. Oh, glory to God. Don't wait. Don't wait. But get in a hurry and return unto the Lord. Praise the Lord, because time, when it's time to leave this world, when death comes creeping into the room, we're going to need King Jesus on our bones. Hallelujah.
Amen.
when our eyes roll back in our heads and we've got our last breath, oh, yes, we're going to need somebody on our bond.
Yes.
We're going to need Jesus. Glory be to God. He's the only one who can save us. Oh, hallelujah. He's the only one who can deliver us. Oh, praise be to God.
Thank you.
So don't take this lightly, but take it very seriously.
Amen.
And you have some people who have been completely committed in their marriage, so much so that they renew their vows and they strengthen their relationship and they cling to one another. Amen. Because God is the center of their marriage. Amen. They built this relationship, a covenant relationship with God, and this is a solid foundation. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And so in our relationship with the Lord, you got to keep building. You got to keep on recommitting to the Lord. Amen. Renew your vows with the Lord. Keep that relationship strong. Amen. Keep your love for God strong, putting aside everything and everyone else, but putting God first and loving Him with all of your heart, giving Him everything, holding nothing back. Thank you, Jesus. Don't hold anything back, but give everything to the Lord. Be fully committed to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. A call to return to the Lord. God is married to the backslider. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, oh, blessed Savior, we come to you, my Father. We ask you for mercy. Lord, we ask that you will forgive our sins, that you will blot out all of our transgressions, that you will wash us, take away our iniquities, take away everything in our heart that's not right. Oh, my God, remove it right now and save us, Lord. Oh, my God, we pray now on behalf of those who give their lives unto you, Lord,
who want
to accept you as their personal Savior. Lord, please forgive them and take away their sins. Wash them and purge them on the inside. Clean them up, Lord. Sanctify them and fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus. Give them strength and power to endure, oh God, and help them to make it through in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe you right now, Lord God, to look down on that heart that's broken up, that pitted heart. Oh, have mercy, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, Lord, and lay your hands upon them. Touch, Lord Jesus. Move on them this moment. Oh, glory to you, Lord. Have mercy, and save, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, touch, Lord. Move by your Spirit. Pour out your Spirit upon them in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we come to you tonight on behalf of every backslider. And you please to heal their backsliding, Lord. Oh, God, take away all iniquity and receive them graciously, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Have mercy, please,
mercy.
Lord God, and restore their souls right now.
Lord, Lord, Jesus.
Help them to return unto you, God. Oh, they may struggle trying to get back. Whatever they're going through, whatever they're facing right now, we pray, Lord, that you will intervene in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need divine intervention right now. Lord God, work a miracle in the name of Jesus. Lord, loose their bands and destroy the yoke, oh God. Break every chain, my God. Loose them right now, Jesus. Have mercy, have mercy. Mercy, oh God, please receive them unto yourself. For you have declared that you have redeemed the backslider, and we thank you, Lord. We pray right now, God, for those who are on the prayer list. Oh, Lord Jesus, all those names that were called, even the names that were not called.
Yes.
We're praying a prayer, Lord Jesus,
yes,
that you
Lord
will
Jesus.
Touch, heal, and deliver. Do wonders, oh, God. Manifest your powers. Oh, Lord Jesus, lift heavy burdens, oh, Lord. We know you have the power. Work things out, Lord Jesus. Turn it around, Lord. Oh, my God, we're depending on you. And where the faith is weak, Lord, strengthen that faith. Increase the faith, God. Take away all doubt. Take away unbelief, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, have mercy. Oh, God, we know you're able. Have your eternal way, Lord.
Yes.
Let your holy will be done. Lord God, bring comfort and consolation to all of those who are bereaved of a loved one or close acquaintance. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Please,
have mercy, Jesus.
Intervene right now, Lord
God.
Wrap your holy arms around them. Let them feel the warmth of your love and your care in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you right now, and we are taking you at your word. We thank you, Lord, for this ministry. We thank you, Lord, for everyone who's listening. We pray, God, that you will bless them tonight with the blessing that they stand in need of, oh, Lord God. Oh, my Lord, we ask that you will hear the cries of the people, that you will hear the prayers, oh Lord God, that you will grant them petition that they ask, oh Lord God. Let it be done according to your holy will. And we count it as done, and we thank you for it. Lord, we thank you.
Thank you.
Glory to your name.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you. For your
thank
touch,
you,
God. We thank you for
thank
the moving
you,
of your
thank
spirit,
you,
Lord. Thank
you.
Hallelujah. For
thank
the outpouring
you,
of your spirit.
Lord,
we thank you for miracles.
Thank you, Jesus.
We
thank
you for restoration.
Yes,
thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
for saving of the light,
thank
Lord. We thank you, Jesus. For saving the sinner tonight. So, hallelujah. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
oh,
you,
God,
Jesus.
We thank you for grace.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you for all that you've done.
Yes. Yes.
You continue to bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. It's a blessing that we all stand in need of. Oh, God, we are asking that you'll accept our prayer.
And
we pray and ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son. And of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise be to God. At this time, we're going to hear from Evangelist Maybell. God bless
praise
you.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank the Lord for that message on tonight. The Lord was calling and inviting the backslider to come back. Glory to God. He was extending his hand of mercy. Glory to God. I thought about Israel, how that Israel backslid on the Lord. And Judah, her sister, also backslid on the Lord. But the Lord sent the prophet and began to invite them to come back, though they disobeyed the Lord. But he gave them a chance to come on back home. Because he's married to the backslider. So we thank God for that powerful message on the night, encouraging you and you and you and you and whoever
who has left the Lord or disobeyed the Lord, he's given another chance, another opportunity to come on back home, come back to the Lord, where you belong. You belong unto the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank the Lord for his word on tonight. His word is true. And God, he is a merciful God. He still extends his hand of mercy, even though they didn't obey the word of God and the will of God, but he still extended his hand of mercy, inviting them to come back. So I tell you, that's a powerful message on tonight and a very soul-stirring message. Glory to God. I just thank God. She preached it under the anointing. I just thank God for his word. His word is true all by itself. And if we would receive it, and if everyone would receive that word of God, then we can be saved, we can be delivered. Whatever our situation is, God will deliver. Thank God for the word of God. Keep preaching the word of God, events, I mean, and keep allowing the Lord to have his way in your life. At this time, I turn this part of the broadcast over to Khadijah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word coming through Evangelist Hameen, talking about a call to return to the Lord. God is married to the backslider, and what a great God that he would plead with his people to return back to him. You know, he could have left them where they were in that fallen state, in that backslidden state, but God, he loved us so much that he would call us back to him. Even after committing idolatry, God still wanted Israel. He still wanted them. He could have tossed them aside, thrown them away because they were defiled. They were messed up. You know, that's what we do. When something gets messed up or defiled, we toss away, we throw it away. But God, he promised that he would heal Israel's backsliding because he loves us so well. I truly thank God for that word. It was very encouraging. And I just want to encourage Evangelist Hameen to keep on preaching the word of God. And I have no more announcements, so I'm going to go ahead and turn the rest of the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Truly thank God for the encouraging remarks and exhortation coming through both Evangelist May and Evangelist Khadijah. Praise the Lord. And I just tell you of the truth, the Lord, he is a merciful God. He's a loving God. And he is calling the backslider and anyone who has fallen away or fallen down to get on back up and return to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for this broadcast. I truly thank God for you for tuning in and for your prayers. And we persevere in the face of adversity and whatever else is going on. We must continue to serve the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Don't let the enemy plant in your mind, oh, well, I'm just going to just go ahead and throw up hands and walk away. Don't do that. Praise the Lord. But stay with the Lord. Don't backslide on God in your heart. Amen. Don't walk away from what the Lord called you to. He's called you with a holy calling. You are to honor that calling. Amen.
Amen.
By staying with the Lord. In other words, as the Lord was saying, he wants you to call him my God, and he wants you to not turn away from him, but to stay with him. Amen.
Yes.
Welcoming us. You know, and I'm looking forward to hearing the Lord say to me in that day, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. Amen. I'm looking for the Lord to welcome me to my heavenly home. Praise the Lord.
All right.
So be encouraged and keep on pressing. You might find it a struggle to return to the Lord, but you can make it back. You certainly can make it back with the help of the Lord. And we are praying for you that God will help you to get back before it's too late. Hallelujah. Don't let it be said too late. So we do thank God for the broadcast. And I just want to say, looking forward to next month, if it be the Lord's will. There is something laid on my heart to do for the youth. So we ask you to continue to pray for the youth everywhere, that God will preserve them, and that, you know, the Lord will protect them, and that God will save them. Praise the Lord and Amen. Use them for himself. Amen. So let's pray a special prayer for our youth. And at this time, this concludes the broadcast for this evening. We certainly have enjoyed you tuning in and keeping us supported. Amen. And also keeping us in your prayers. And we ask that you continue to pray for us. Thank God for Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist May.
God bless you.
Thank God for Evangelist Khadija. God bless you, Evangelist Khadija.
God bless you.
Amen. And we look forward to you tuning in with us again on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, may the Lord bless you greatly, and may heaven smile upon you. We love you.